Jeremiah, chapter 25. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, the same was the first year of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon. Which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah, and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, From the 13th year of Josiah the son of Amon, king of Judah, even to this day, these 23 years, the word of Yahweh has come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising up early and speaking, but you haven't listened. And Yahweh has sent all his slaves the prophets to you, rising up early and sending them, but you haven't listened, nor inclined your ear to hear. Saying, Return now every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that Yahweh has given to you and to your fathers, from of old and even forevermore. And don't go after other gods to serve them, and to worship them, and don't provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet you haven't listened to me, says Yahweh, that you may provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore this is what Yahweh of hosts says, because you haven't heard my words. Look, I will send and take all the families of the north, says Yahweh, and I will send to Nebuchadrezzar the king of Babylon, my slave, and will bring them against this land, and against its inhabitants, and against all these nations round about, and I will completely destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the lamp. And this whole land will be a desolation, and an astonishment, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it will come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon, and that nation, says Yahweh, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it desolate forever. And I will bring on that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will make slaves of them, even of them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds, and according to the work of their hands. For this is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, to me, Take this cup of the wine of wrath at my hand, and cause all the nations, to whom I send you, to drink it. And they will drink, and reel to and fro, and be insane, because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup at Yahweh's hand, and made all the nations to drink, to whom Yahweh had sent me. To wit, Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and its kings, and its princes, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh king of Egypt, and his slaves, and his princes, and all his people. And all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Gaza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod. Edom, and Moab, and the sons of Ammon. And all the kings of Tyre, and all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the isle which is beyond the sea. Dedan, and Tema, and Buz, and all who have the corners of their hair cut off. And all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people who stay in the wilderness. And all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes. And all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world, which are on the face of the earth, and the king of Sheshach will drink after them. And you will say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Drink, and be drunk, and spew, and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it will be, if they refuse to take the cup at your hand to drink, then you will say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, you will surely drink. For, look, I begin to work evil at the city which is called by my name, and should you be completely unpunished? You will not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword on all the inhabitants of the earth, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore prophesy against them all these words, and say to them, Yahweh will roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation, he will mightily roar against his fold, he will give a shout, as those who tread the grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise will come even to the end of the earth, for Yahweh has a controversy with the nations, he will enter into judgment with all flesh, as for the wicked, he will give them to the sword, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Look, evil will go forth from nation to nation, and a great tempest will be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth. And the slain of Yahweh will be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth, they will not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried, they will be dung on the face of the ground. Wail, you shepherds, and cry, and wallow in ashes, you majestic ones of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions have fully come, and you will fall like a goodly vessel. And the shepherds will have no way to flee, nor the majestic ones of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds, and the wailing of the majestic ones of the flock. For Yahweh lays waste their pasture. And the peaceful folds are brought to silence because of the fierce anger of Yahweh. He has left his covert, as the lion, for their land has become an astonishment because of the fierceness of the oppressing sword, and because of his fierce anger.